to 25 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 15 after midnight. The wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell 3 to 5 feet at 8 seconds. And on Sunday, we've got northwest winds 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. Current temperatures. I've got Watsonville at 55 degrees. It's 53 in Monterey and 55 in Salinas. We're at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO studios. For your KSEO King of the Hill traffic update, looks like I got a couple things here going on. There was a traffic collision on westbound 152, Hollister-Gilroy area. CHP is on the scene there. Looks like a two-vehicle crash. And we also have a traffic hazard on southbound 1, just north of Casa Verde Way. Lane number 2, it looks like something's in lane number 2. CHP's on the scene there. If you see something out there that I missed, call me at 475-1080. The official time is 10:07 and 12 seconds on this Saturday, August 13th. Up next, the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSEO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
August 13th?
Whoa.
That's a significant date. What is it about August 13th? I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's the anniversary of my sister and brother-in-law. I think it's number 44. I think 1967.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be 44 years, huh?
That's a long time.
Anyhow, yeah.
Wow.
How are you, Nikki James?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. We're at KSCO East in the mountains here, and we're doing a first. We inaugurated the new studio last week. And we didn't have too many glitches, although we did have some. And the show before the Saturday special, we set a record in terms of technical difficulties. But everybody appreciates KSEO because we do have the finest technical difficulties of any radio station anywhere. And so hopefully we won't have too many this time. But want to thank you for being there, being the pilot in command. And we're doing a little Skype video experimentation here too, but I think we can officially start the show if you can hit the button.
Let's do it.
Good okay. morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know on KSCO Radio.
Well, good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, and KSCO.com land. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the Saturday special for August, whatever it is. I don't even know what day it is, but it's beautiful here at KSCO East. And hopefully the fog will burn off on the coast here. We're going to have a great program here. The content's going to be wonderful. Let's see if the technical things hold up okay. Sounded good on this end. That's our KSEO special fanfare music bed here, and it's very appropriate to use today because we do have a very special guest, and I don't even want to call him a guest. I want to call him a co-host here. It's my good friend Mickey Luckoff, the most decorated talk radio manager in the United States. He ran KGO, News Talk 810 in San Francisco, the best talk radio station in the country for 35 years straight, right, Mickey? And recently decided to hang up his guns back in last October of 2010 for various reasons. But I asked Mickey to join us here on the Saturday special today so that we could have a discussion about media, where it's been, where it is, and where it's going. So that should be a pretty interesting topic. If you want to give us a call, you can call, Hey, Richard, I need your help here. What's that new phone number that we still have to use?
713-4277.
713-4277. 713-4277.
Or as Charlie Friedman likes to say,
831.
As Charlie Friedman likes to say, 713-GASS.
Oh, okay.
G-A-S-S.
G-A-S-S. Oh, cool. Okay, well, that'll work. So anyhow, we're still in the process of negotiating with AT&T to get our 479-1080 phone number ported over to our new system here, so that people don't have to remember this this new cockamamie number, 713-GASS. But if you want to call and participate in the program today, which we hope you will do, that's the number that you're going to have to call. Again, it's 713-4277. Mickey, what's it like to be retired?
It's been glorious, absolutely glorious.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about. Let's just back up a little bit, and we can do a little fast forward afterwards. You went to KGO as a
sales manager.
Sales manager back in 1972.
Yeah. Uh huh. And San Francisco was San Francisco Bay Area was always one I wanted to be at, and when the opportunity came, I jumped. And timing was terrific. A few months later, I was general sales manager, and less than 2 years later, I was general manager.
And that was, 1973?
75. I became general manager in 75. So I managed that and eventually KSFO as well for 35 years.
Okay. And you saw great things happen in talk radio for those years. Wasn't KGO pretty much a pioneer? Maybe not the original talk station.
No, it wasn't the original, but it was the first real news talk station. We coined that phrase, which unfortunately we should have copyrighted.
You could copyright something like
that?
No,
the ABC attorneys convinced us that we couldn't do it. I always thought it was a terrible mistake, but that term incidentally became generic, just like a Frigidaire, for instance, became generic for a refrigerator. But we had some glorious, glorious years. And to answer your first question, KGO was the first one that blended all news with talk and news talk, as we called it, because it was issue oriented. And there was an all news station. There had been an all talk station, but we were the first ones to blend the two together.
I see. When you arrived, was that the format, or
yes.
Was that developed?
No, the format was in place.
It was already in place.
As a matter of fact, the man who devised it was a fellow by the name of Don Curran, who unfortunately passed away very, very recently and remained a close friend of mine all through those years and also remained a big fan of KGO's.
Don Curran, I remember watching as a high school kid on KGO TV.
That's
He became the general manager of television.
Yes,
he
did.
Was he both? I mean, at the same time?
No, he's never both.
That, right?
No, he's never both. Uh-huh. But Don had a glorious career in broadcasting. He went back east for a while for ABC and came out here and eventually ran the Kaiser Television Group before they sold it and he retired.
Yeah. I met Don at the broadcast legends meetings that I like to attend every 90 days or every quarter in Berkeley. And I was shocked to hear that he had passed. And he looked great.
Don was not only a fine, fine individual, but he was a delightful man and never had an unkind word. And he died very, very suddenly.
Wow. Anyhow, so talk radio sort of evolved, and it seemed to me. You tell me if you think that there was a major turning point for talk radio was. It seemed to me to be 1991. When the Gulf War, got into full swing here, and it seemed to me that more people than ever started discovering talk radio right about then. It was also the beginning of the rise of Rush Limbaugh, which continues today.
That's true. In major markets, there were a number of very successful talk stations through the years. But as you say, the Gulf War helped the whole product evolve tremendously.
And probably dropped the demographics a little bit too, right? Because it's traditionally been an older person's demographic.
It was always an older person's demographic, still is an older person's demographic. But during times of great stress, or great news events, it does bring in younger demographics as well.
What you did for so many years at KGO, and I guess it continues, but the word on the street is that locally originated programming at KGO is not – how do I say it here? I mean, what you did in a big way for so many years, we've always operated to try to originate as much of our own content as possible and have as little syndicated stuff.
Right.
We don't want to just be a conduit for big companies, you know, broadcasts.
Well, I was always an advocate for live and local. I thought that was our strongest suit, to be live and local. And I actually I fought syndication throughout the years. And as a matter of fact, there was a young fellow who came to me one day out of Sacramento and told me he had this idea of being nationally syndicated. And I shook my head and I said, it just isn't going to happen. And to this day, whenever I see him, Rush Limbaugh reminds me that that was the advice I gave him that day. So we all like to take credit for what we did right, but there's one where I clearly was wrong.
Wow, I can imagine. He was sitting in your office pitching you on syndication.
Right.
I thought he was pitching you on a job at KGO. No,
he was interested in getting in nationally, becoming nationally syndicated, and I told him I just didn't feel that was going to evolve. It didn't for us. I mean, we stayed live and local, and that station is still pretty much live and local, but Rush obviously went on to very, very big things.
When you're on top, you want to continue forever. And you recently got out, and you were still pretty much on top, right? I mean, but...
Yeah, but you know, there's a great similarity here between that and what's happened to the San Francisco Giants. This is a classic case, and I'm writing my memoirs at this time, and it just falls perfectly into place. Here is a team that had an incredibly successful year last year with bringing a bunch of, they've been termed in the press as misfits, but individuals from a lot of various backgrounds. They all had peak years, but the Giants didn't recognize and wouldn't recognize that all these players had their peak year and it was never going to happen again. So instead of improving the team, they actually lost a couple of players and, of course, had two very, very unfortunate injuries, but they hadn't improved the team. And as a result, several of these players who had peak years have now fizzled, and the Giants are entering a kind of a depths of despair. But that was always a lesson that I taught my people, is never be successful with where you are. Always try to innovate. Always figure out what you can do to improve. And I used to drive my program director a little bit crazy because we get one really good rating book after another, with occasional exceptions, and we get a top, top, top rating, and I'd say, it's terrific. Enjoy it. Congratulations. But now let's figure out how we get to the next step. And it made him absolutely crazy when I used to do that. But I'm a big believer in that.
Wow.
You can't ever stay.
You would think that people would want
stationary.
To innovate.
You can't. That's right. You cannot stay stationary. You always have to continuously try to innovate and see how you can get better.
Okay. So all those years went through. Was it three or four corporate ownerships?
Four.
Okay. With the exception of the last one and the current one, is it correct to say that they pretty much let you do your thing?
Yeah, it was always a struggle. We were kind of the exception in all of the ABC stations, which later became Cap Cities and later became Disney. We were the exception because we were the only station that had a major news department. And, of course, when corporations look at bottom lines, P&Ls, they see this huge expense for news, and they always say, well, why do you have to have that huge news department? Well, that's one of the things that made us. We, for many years, were able to beat our own news competitor, which is a very good competitor, I might add.
But, you're talking about KCBS.
KCBS, yeah. That's right. And it was a major element of KGO because not only did we present the news in a different way, but it was also the block that led into the next news talk program. And usually the top issues of the day would become the issues that those programs would include in their format. So it was always a struggle that way. But through the years, because we were as successful as we were, we got one, two, three, and to a short extent, four of the owners to say, okay, you can justify it, that's fine. But we were always willing to take a chance. We were always willing to roll the dice. We were right most of the time. We were wrong some of the time, too. But we took our chances, and the companies always backed us.
Well, they were. Why would any company not back a winner? Why fix what ain't broke?
Well, that's a very good question, Michael, a very insightful question. Most of the companies were broadcasters. The last ownership, unfortunately, are not broadcasters.
They're Wall Street people.
Yeah. Are just in it to be able to make out and get out as soon as they can. And they were not interested in product. They were just interested in revenue.
When you have a premier product, the money comes, and it was always – wasn't KGO always the most profitable of all the owned and operated stations?
Usually, and I'll tell you a very funny story. You're getting all these things that I'm writing in a book, but I once had the president of the ABC Radio Group come to me, and he said, wouldn't you like to be the most profitable radio station in all of ABC? And my answer was a very definite yes and no. Yes, that would be a great honor, but no, because I believe in reinvesting in the product. And, you know, corporate mentality is always, you know, what's the best numbers you can show for this quarter? But I would not always want to just maximize the amount of profit we could get. I was always interested in expanding, changing the jingles, getting a new personality, getting a new feature. It's true that some of them were money-making, but most of them were to enhance the product themselves. And once they asked that question of me, they never asked it again, which was very gratifying.
So what changed and when?
Well, unfortunately, it really changed under the last sale, which I know Disney was very sorry they sold it to these people.
Really?
They sold it at a very good time. I mean, Disney picked an absolute peak time where values were at their greatest, and so Disney got a good piece of change for the ABC group.
The ABC Radio Group.
Okay. It's unfortunate they regretted the company they sold it to because they turned out not to be good broadcasters, and unfortunately, it's really hurt the product a lot.
Yeah. And so, we're talking with Mickey Luckoff, formerly president general manager of KGO AM 810 in San Francisco, a very successful news talk radio station. Number one in its market for over 30 years.
That's right.
Over 30 years, I think 31, 32 years or something. Number one, the closest competitor, or the closest second, I should say, for all of those years in any kind of radio market, might have been number one for two or three years in a row, tops or something. And so KGO has this extraordinary background of success. And Mickey Luckoff was a very, very important part of that success for many years. And that has changed now because he's no longer with KGO. He's decided to relax and enjoy life a little bit. Are you thinking about what you're going to do next besides write a book? Maybe that's enough.
Well, I've been writing the book. I've actually improved my golf game. I got married last year, so I have plenty of time with my wife and dogs and some philanthropy and community work. So it's very, very fulfilling. I truly have more to do now than I did before because my sole focus was on the success of those radio stations. And I don't know how I got everything else done, but I did. But now I can do it in a more relaxed way.
Right. Well, that's great. So any do you ever think about getting back into media in some way, in some form or another?
Well, Michael, actually, I act as a non-reimbursed agent for about a half a dozen people in the industry, trying to get them replaced or refocused. It's not only at former KGO colleagues, but others as well. And I do it strictly on a nonprofit basis, and I enjoy trying to help people achieve what they're seeking.
You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, Silicon Valley. I'm MZ, and a special guest today and I'm going to call him a guest host also because he's my friend Mickey Luckoff, who ran KGO for many years. If you want to give us a call, a strange call-in number for a little while longer. That's area 831-713-4277. We're going to open up the phone line now. Give us a call. And if you can talk about anything media related. I'm particularly interested in where we are now, what we're doing right now. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that too. But we want to hear from you at it's a habit for me, 4713-4277. So give us a call and join us here on the Saturday special. We're going to take our first call now. Richard, I'm going to need the back call so I can hear this through the computer here. I don't think it's turned on right now, but let's bring on Craig on line one. I think we've got Craig. Are you there, Craig?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. And the hey, your station's coming in pretty clear. Is this because of the new changes, or is
maybe?
That
maybe. I don't know. I mean, the genius behind it all is sitting at the control board, Richard B. Luther II here, and he and Bill Graff have spent many weeks and months, building this new system here. And we've spent the last week cutting it over from the old system, and there have been a few glitches, I understand. But, everybody says that the station's sounding a lot clearer and so forth, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'm over here in the San Jose area, too, and I think it sounds clear. But, hey, Mickey, isn't it more pleasant hanging out with your dogs than those talk show hosts having to deal with them?
You mean the half lion tamer, half kindergarten teacher role that I used to play? Actually, I still stay in touch with several of them. It's working with talent was a tremendous challenge, but it was fun in the long run and intellectually stimulating. I'm enjoying life. I had a great career. I have no regrets whatsoever. But
Sorry, are we there?
Yeah, I said the time had come, and it was very clear to me, and I think my timing was ideal.
Yeah, hey, I started listening to KGO. I was a little tyke, maybe even before kindergarten. I heard Ira Blue. What year did he start over in your station?
Well, he started long before I did, and when I got to KGO, he was in literally his last days, so I couldn't answer that question.
I got a quick story to share if you want to hear it, Craig.
Okay, then I have a couple other things.
It's an Ira Blue story, but that's okay. You can ask Mickey. I'll tell the Ira Blue story later.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to tell it now? Okay,
whatever.
Okay, I used to love to listen. I dreamed of being a talk show host someday, and I used to listen to Ira Blue live at the Hungry Eye. And when I was old enough to get on a bus and travel up to San Francisco, I would hang out at KGO when it was on 277 Golden Gate Avenue. And there I was watching. I would watch. They had a window there where you could watch the talk show hosts on the air. And Ira Blue walked by. And I said, "Oh, Mr. Blue, I'm one of your biggest fans." He's, "Oh, come in. And he invited me to go into the building with him. We got into the elevator. I said, "Can you give me some advice about how to break into radio?" And he said to me, "What's your name, Sonny?" And I said, "Michael." He says, "Michael, you're going to knock on lots and lots of doors. And when the doors open up, you're going to tell them that. And most of the doors are going to slam in your face. But one day, one of the doors that opens is not going to slam in your face. An arm is going to reach in and grab you and pull you in, and you're not going to be able to get out." So, yeah, that's the Ira Blue story for me.
Yeah, Jim Eath was my favorite guy on KGO by far, and he's the one that always used to say, even back in the 70s, how the government is the enemy of the people. I mean, today, if that ever applies today, but I read somewhere recently that he's back in the Bay Area, living on the peninsula. Is that true?
No, he lives in Auburn.
All Auburn, California, though.
Oh, yeah. So he's back. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, thanks, Craig. Yeah, we got a bunch of other callers here. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special. That was Craig in Campbell, California. Okay. Thank you. Here's Ben in Salinas has a question for Mickey.
Yes, the great Ben. Yeah, I've been listening to KGO way back in the days of Mae Brussel and who was the dude that was Jacob, the musician guy, Jazzbo Collins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then there was another cat named Bob Trebor.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Whatever became of him?
Bob passed away.
Oh, really?
Just like Jazzbo did.
I absolutely adored Bob Trebor and Mae Brussels. And also what about Jim now?
Jim is alive and well and lives in Auburn, California.
But not doing talk radio, right?
No, he's not doing any radio.
Uh-huh. I used to really enjoy the on-air battling between him and Italia Ferro. They really kind of was two pieces of sandpaper, but it was very interesting. And also, I'm a big Bernie Ward fan, and I know Mickey, as an avid radio listener, you got to be one of my heroes in life. And I'll say thank you for all the years of pleasure and being a musician, all the evenings that you guys helped me get through and deal with all of life's vicissitudes. And I'm just a very grateful person that you're even there, Mickey.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, Ben, I got a question for you. Mae Brussels, I don't think, ever had anything to do with KGO. Where'd you get that?
She was always on the air with Bob Trebor and the early days of... They would have whole callers, because she was very heavily into the JFK and Jim Garrison and all the stuff that's going on that still plays out today. Because, you know, JFK was taken out by the people that are still running the whole damn show. Michael, you got to know that.
I don't know who he was taken out by, but I don't believe the Warren Commission report. Anybody who and until I visited Dealey Plaza for the first time in 1995, I believed everything the government told us. There's no way in the world that can be. And all you have to do is go to Dealey Plaza and find out. I don't know what happened to him, but it's not what the government said. Mickey, you have something.
Yeah, let me just tell you a quick story. I got a call from Ray Taliaferro about 2 days ago because, as you know, for something like 30 years, we did a leukemia radiothon. And there's a semblance of a cure that was just revealed in the East Coast. And
Where they turn the T cells on the leukemia and wipe it out, puts it in remission.
Yeah,
that's wonderful, man.
It's just the beginning. But they credited us because we did a lot of funding for that particular institution. And
that's all because of Mickey Luckoff. You're the man that turned the key that let it happen, sir. I mean, I love and respect Ray, but you're the man.
Well, thanks. There's a lot of other people involved, but it was very hard to get that information.
But without you, it wouldn't have been what it is. And they're probably going to continue that curathon. And it's because you kicked open the door, so you don't know how much. I'm an antagonist on the air, but I have total respect for what you do and what you had to go through running that station, because that has to be a bag of worms.
It was a great challenge, but thanks very kindly.
Okay, Ben, thanks for your call. You. Saturday special. That was Ben and Salinas. Here comes Martha in Watsonville. Martha, you're on the KSCO Saturday special with Mickey and MZ.
Oh, wow. This seems big. I've always enjoyed KGO, and I can't specifically talk about any of the people who were announcers and so forth. But the Giants are a great team, and from the area, I just want them to win. We all do, and it's sentiment too, but we're here. And what I want to say, and I'll try to get to it, is last year, and I don't know all the depth strategies of baseball, hiring and firing and so forth, but other than what we see and what we watch play, you know, like Buster is out, and as just a layperson, he looked like a great player, and he's missed, I'm sure. I believe I read in the newspaper or the internet that the manager, and I know I always want to pronounce his name correctly, is it Bochy or Bochy?
That's right.
And he and I think one or two other people, and I'm not sure if they're players, but I think some of them are, they're going to a hypnotist to stop chewing tobacco and I think smoking. And it concerns because I was talking to someone yesterday, and they brought up Tiger Woods, and I said, Tiger Woods, golf
is a heavy... Hey, Martha, I said, gotta get to the point here.
I will. I said golf is a head game. And they said, yes. And I said, is baseball a head game? I said, and they said, yes. All of them are, they said. And I said, well, this hypnotist is making big bucks and having a good time of PR and advertising in saying that he is helping these people do this and this and not chew and all that. Well, I believe that that hypnotist is making big bucks, and if he can get a lot of people on his team, he'll hire almost lay people to do the hypnotist.
All right, thank you, Martha. Appreciate your call on the Saturday special. We're going to Ed and Aptos. Ed, you're on the air.
Hi, I've got a few history questions and one philosophical question. One was a little bit more about Mickey. Where was he preceding his trip to San Francisco? Was he San Francisco raised? Or?
No, I wish I had been, but I'm actually a native Michigander, and then spent 5 years in Chicago and 2 years in Los Angeles. But once I left Michigan, my goal was always the Bay Area.
Well, that's my brother's theory, is if the country was settled west to east, that there wouldn't be many people in the east, and most people still be in the west. The second thing is, how can we find out about people that have retired? I can't think of all the names, but I was thinking about the news department, and I can think of Ted Weigand. I can't remember his partner in the morning news.
His partner was Jim Dunbar, and I'm going to see him tonight.
Well, that's what I was wondering. How much association do you have with your old cohorts, the on-air people?
I stay in touch with a good number of them. Weigand's alive, well, happy, lives in Arizona. Jim Dunbar is still in the Bay Area. So I'm in touch with a lot of them.
Cool. And my last history question, or maybe it's current history too, is where do you reside most of the time now? Are you still in San Francisco?
I split my time between Marin County and Lake Tahoe.
Cool. And the philosophical question is that I listen to a lot of radio, and especially when I'm driving, and between once you get off the West Coast, there's no liberal talk that you can listen to. What would be your way of curing that problem? Is there? Well, I guess maybe that's assuming there is a cure for it, but I would like to be able to listen to... other than on XM or Sirius, be able to get a mix of both types of news talk or just talk.
Yeah, you hit on a real dilemma. There is not a lot of good even middle of the road talk. It's gone pretty much conservative. That is a problem. We at KGO, when I was there, just fought to keep it balanced. That was our big thing, balanced.
You did have good balance. I'd say that was one of the hallmarks of KGO, was good balance.
It was interesting that you asked that. I got a call yesterday from Jim Gabbert, who is a very noted Bay Area broadcaster, a very bright gentleman, and he was very concerned that KGO has gone so far to the left that he was very surprised and a little bit disappointed. But
are they still calling him to fill in?
They occasionally do, yeah. And Jim does a good fill-in job. He's just a consummate broadcaster, and he does a good fill-in job.
Yeah, he's terrific. Anyhow, thank you, Ed, for your call to the Saturday special. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, the phone number to call is 713-4277. And we're going to take a commercial break right after we take the call from Ann in Scotts Valley. So let's bring Ann on the air. And welcome, Ann, to KSCO. You're on the air.
Oh, you're putting me on now? Wonderful.
I'm putting you on now, and then we're commercials.
Okay, I'll make it real fast. I want to thank Mickey so much for everything he did with KSFO Radio in San Francisco. Because I used to listen to that station all the time. That was one of his, along with KGO, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. That's the radio station that made me get involved in politics years and years ago. They did the MTBE scandal and got everybody aware about that. And I can't remember Melanie's partner, though, the gentleman.
He was,
Lee Rogers.
Lee, that was it. Lee and Melanie, that's right. That, it was just fantastic, and it was just so good to find a radio station like that. And I will tell you this, KGO right now, I'm not that much of a religious person, but I set my alarm for 5 a.m. in the morning, turn it on to KGO, and listen to a fabulous religious program. I don't even know the guy's name, but he's on KGO. He does an hour with a guest and then an hour about all the archaeological finds that they're doing. So it's not just religion. It's just a great show.
Well, that's terrific. Glad you enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Vicki. I really appreciate it.
You must like our station, too, because you were listening today, huh?
Oh, honey, I work there. I'm your Ann.
Huh? Oh, yeah. For God's sake, I didn't even... that is so funny, and I was so ignorant. I didn't even know that. That's ridiculous. Wow. Okay, well, sorry about that. Thank you for calling.
Okay. See you Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's the funniest damn thing.
Now, Michael, is your job secure? He's listening to these other radio
stations. Probably not. Probably not. We're going to have a nice talk.
Yeah, it's been nice knowing you.
Okay. Hey, Nikki, pilot in command. I see we have some commercials here. Thank God we got some commercials. So, if you could fire them up, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It's the KSCO Saturday Special with MZ and Mickey Buckoff. Take it away, Mickey.
Come and celebrate newly opened Crown Cafe, Deli, and Catering in the Brown Ranch Shopping Center in Capitola. Crown Cafe offers an extensive collection of freshly made sandwiches, from seafood to meats to garden salads, all freshly prepared and powered by Scotts Valley Market. Crown Cafe is open 7 days a week from 11 to 7. There's an outside barbecue every day. Crown Cafe, Deli, and Catering, a proud member of Think Local First. Crown Cafe and Catering, we cater to you.
When it comes to dental care, you want to be treated with comfort, compassion, and competence. And we believe you deserve it. Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody in Santa Cruz. Listen.
My name's Ramona. I am a healthcare professional. I've been in the nursing and medical field for 25 years and had the pleasure of being cared for by the dental office of Dr. Guy William Peabody. His staff is very friendly and engaging. They make you feel very much at home. And my dentistry has never been better. I have beautiful teeth now. It was a very comfortable, delightful experience, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Dr. Guy Peabody provides a comprehensive approach to treating dental problems in the most comfortable ways possible, including sedation, laser therapy, and digital imaging. It's time. Take care of your teeth. Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343 or click on drpeabody.com. Wake up to a beautiful smile.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Fruit Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Like hungry wolves running down their prey, CAFA is suing our Santa Cruz County Fairground into the ground. CAFA is headed by two of the fairground's mega-rich neighbors, Max Kelly and Randy Repass, the founder of West Marine. Since Kelly and Repass can't take the fairgrounds down by themselves, they hired environmental attorneys Gary Patton and Jonathan Whitwer to bring CEQA lawsuits against the fairground in Sacramento courts. CEQA is short for California Environmental Quality Act, which contains terms so onerous only God could comply with them. If our fairground is found guilty of a CEQA infraction, Patton and Whitwer may force us to pay their bill, as the fairground no longer receives any state money. And as a number of suits are being launched, well, you get the picture. A pack of wolves running down their prey, which is our Santa Cruz County Fairground. If we want to keep our fairground, we must stand up to the wolves of CAFA. We can do so by starting our own committee, the Committee to Save the Fairgrounds, and we can volunteer to serve by signing up at KSCO.com. Lend your time and talents, be they a little or a lot, by joining the Committee to Save the Fairgrounds at KSCO.com. Thank you.
Have you noticed that food just doesn't taste good anymore? Why is that? If you eat food, you'll want to know this. Our fruits, grains, and vegetables contain less and less nutrition every year. Chances are even your organic plants don't have anywhere near the 70-plus minerals that make a plant healthy and delicious. Listen up, home gardeners, farmers, growers, and lovers of good food. This is Andy Anderson telling you that you can go beyond organic. Perk up your plants and revitalize your fields with Bloomin' Minerals from Youngevity. This marvelous soil conditioner will remineralize your soil with up to 76 organically bound earth elements. That means healthier and better looking crops that resist bugs, mold, cold, and other nasties that can wipe you out. Commercial farmers reporting faster growth, more yield, and higher brick scores. That means better tasting food for you and me. Get Bloomin' Minerals in powder and liquid form, from a spray bottle for houseplants to 55-gallon drums for professional growers. Call us now to order toll-free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Don't miss the next exciting Viva Gardens, Sundays at 9 on KSCO.
This is Viva Gardens, your local gardening and outdoor living radio show with Katya, Alex, and Nikki from Nature Elements Landscapes. We specialize in design, construction, and maintenance for your garden. And we have a great show. We're going to talk about
food.
Even
Rufina is excited.
Yep. And then we'll have useless information, obviously. And then we'll have
trivia.
Don't miss Viva Jardines every Sunday at 9 a.m. KSCO, Santa Cruz.
Hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special, 14 minutes before 11 a.m. Hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special on your favorite radio station and mine, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ with a special guest host, Mickey Luckoff. We're talking about the media. And before we go any further, I need to, I screwed up big time here. The last few weeks, my mom, Kay, has been at the radio station during the Saturday special to sign copies of her book, and I forgot to announce that. So we've lost a good 45 minutes here, but for KSCO, I Am Kay's Whirling is a great book of her commentaries that the audience has for years asked be published, and that has happened. And if you want to get your own autographed copy, an inscribed copy, come on by the radio station at 2300 Portola Drive anytime between now and about 12:30, and Kay will be there. You can talk with her. You can get your own copy of the book, and she will inscribe it for you. So 2300 Portola Drive, KSCO Studios. If you want to call us and talk about media, past, present, future, I want to get into the future. Maybe we'll do that next hour. Phone number to call KSCO Saturday special is 713-4277. If you're outside of area 831, you'll have to dial the 831 area code to get on the air and talk with us live. You can send an email to mz@ksco.com, but I really do need to bring up the that reminds me, I need to bring up my email here. So normally do that. We're trying a brand new system remote for the first time. It seems to be working pretty well. So give us a call if you want to join the program. Let's go to John in Santa Cruz. John, welcome to
KSCO.
Thank you, Mickey. Appreciate it. You're on the air.
Is it KSCO, right?
Yeah, you're listening to KSCO. Thank God Mickey's here, because I probably would have said KGO.
Hey, Ben, how you doing tonight? You guys
pretty
sound
good.
Great. You know what? I just want a little history on this. When I was about, 6-7 years old, my nanny, I grew up here in town. I've always been here. I went to...
John, you got to speed it up because we've got a lot of people to call that want to talk
I grew up at... I went to school at Garfield Park.
Okay.
If you know where Garfield Park is.
I do.
So, school. And my nanny, she gave me the answers, the answer to a question with Bob Wygant and, Jim Wygant and Jim.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mike and Morgan Hill, you're on KSCO. Thank you. Yeah.
Good morning. You mentioned demographic that
talk radio was for old people. When I started listening, it was late 70s, early 80s, and I was young then. I'm old now. But you said something, Jim. Were you talking about Jim Eason?
Well, we've talked about both Jim Eason and Jim Dunbar, but
then really listen to the show anymore, but he's still alive and
yes,
still working a little bit?
Not working, but still alive and well.
Well, he's the one that I grew up listening to, so thank you very much.
Jim Dunbar, you're talking
Jim
about.
Dunbar,
oh, Jim Dunbar is an idol of mine. I mean, it wasn't the Ira Blue story. It was a different story when I met Jim Dunbar when he was doing AM San Francisco on television.
That's right.
And I got to go upstairs and sit on the set and everything. It was absolutely fantastic. Mike and Morgan Hill, thanks for the call to the Saturday special. Appreciate it. That opens up lines at 713-4277. Give us a call if you want to talk to Mickey Luckoff or MZ here. We're talking about the media. We've sort of been reminiscing about talk radio in the past. I'm fascinated by where media is going now. Golly, newspapers have long since been affected, I mean, almost killed by the internet. And radio and television have been less impacted, but they're definitely being more and more impacted every day, certainly in terms of advertising revenue. Would you agree, Mickey?
No question about it, Michael.
Uh-huh.
Newspapers were hit because of the loss of the classified advertising as much as anything, Craigslist and places like that. Radio has been a little bit slow picking up on their internet capabilities, and it's happening, but it's happening at a very slow pace. But there's a huge opportunity for them going forward, and I think individual broadcasters like yourself are the ones who are really making fast moves.
Well, what I discovered just by accident and by necessity a long, long time ago, Mickey, maybe 14, 15 years ago, was that depending on advertising exclusively to keep the advertising revenue to keep the radio station going, it just wasn't going to work. I mean, the best I could hope to do was depending on advertising revenue, was have a radio station that's a computer in a closet that's pretty much a conduit for other programming, and certainly nothing original. And I didn't even want to be in the business if I can't be a real broadcaster like you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we were never able to, especially when we had competition, there must be 60, 70 broadcast signals, FM and AM together, that come into our market. Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, right, of which KGO was a prominent, large right signal right and still is. And so we were never competitors with each other in terms of advertising.
Oh, I mean, you were trying to get some of our talent from now and then, Michael. But
the other way around. I mean, we could never afford your talent. You could always afford ours. But if I hadn't stumbled upon a different way to make money in radio, I wouldn't be in the radio business today, and we wouldn't be surviving and thriving. And that is basically, in a word, leveraging your audience. If you have a large audience, traditionally what media does is they sell advertisers, they sell businesses that want to get their message to that large audience.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For a fee. They
mm-hmm
just sell time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been doing at KSCO, we do that, but that never brought in enough revenue to run the place in the way that I want it to run.
Mm-hmm.
Or why bother? But when you combine that with leveraging your audience, and that is selling products that you either own or represent and believe in to your audience, that's what I call leveraging your audience. And in the case of KSCO, for quite a long time, and I'm not even sure about at the present time, the leveraging your audience concept brought in a lot more money than advertising. And when I would talk to guys like you, you know, it didn't make any sense, because what you're doing, you're pretty much sold out, and the advertising most of the time anyhow, so you don't even need to look at other kinds of possibilities.
Well, we're never, I don't believe anything is ever really sold out, but we had high demand, but you had a much more unique situation, Michael. You were a big fish in a smaller marketing area, and so we had to compete against these 65, 70 stations that came about on the basis of product. And you had this unique, different situation, so you were able to develop that, and you told me through the years how very successful it was for you.
And you have always been a broadcast purist. You said, as long as I have anything to do with KGO and KSFO, there will never be any kind of infomercial-ish type program, because infomercial-type programs do not build audience. On the contrary, they chase the audience away. And I've always respected you for that, because you didn't – I don't know if the word needs to stoop to that. I don't know.
It's not a question. It's more of a broadcasting philosophy. KGO's sister station in Los Angeles has gone to that, and they have practically no ratings left, but they apparently make decent revenue just doing what you're saying. It's a weaker signal AM station in the Los Angeles area. It's KABC. And last I heard, it was fairly profitable, but from an audience standpoint, it was severely compromised.
Right. Well, even if you're going to run infomercials, they're not going to be effective for the advertiser unless you care about content and ratings.
True.
So it's always been a delicate balancing act for us at KSCO, because we don't want to have too many infomercials either.
Sure.
We want to have content that builds the audience, not chases it away.
Right.
Anyhow, you're listening to the Saturday Special. We got about five more minutes left in hour number one. If you want to talk to Uzi or Mickey, you can give us a call now at 713-4277. 713-4277. Get on the air as Sydney in Santa Cruz is just about to do. Sydney, welcome to the Saturday Special. You're on the air.
Thank you. This is great. Mickey Lekoff, thank you for all the great years at KGO. I have KGO's loss of me, which isn't much, but I used to listen to that radio station religiously. And probably about the first of the year, I've had it with them. I've given them up, but...
Hey, why? Why so?
Just way too many commercials. It's just the content seems to be so diluted between the commercials, and there's just not the flow. I just can't get the flow. I drive the hill every day, and so what'll happen is hosts will just get going. They'll just be getting a lot, head of steam going, and there'll be some good calls in, and then there's five commercials.
Sydney, it
used to be that way.
You recognize a problem, a very serious problem. This is one of the reasons why I elected to leave when I did, because the current owners, as I said, aren't broadcasters. They were bringing in people who were supposedly knowledgeable about how to perform for metered ratings. That's probably more than you want to know, but this was one of their plans, and I totally objected to it. And I even asked one of these consultants they brought in, I said, have you ever tried this anywhere? And the answer was no. And I said, well, you're not going to try it at KGO while I'm here. And there was added pressure to do some of these things or use that modulated voice they have doing promos about subjects that, frankly, they end up never talking about. And that's what led me to say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I don't want to work for these people. And that's when I elected to leave.
Well, it really showed, and but their KGO's loss has been KSCO's gain, because I'm now a dedicated KSCO listener.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, Sydney, it's MZ again.
So
when all that time that you listened to KGO religiously, did you not even know about us because there was no reason for you to switch?
Well, I got to tell you, I was one of those bad weather listeners when there was a, road closure or something like that, or power outage under KSCO. But other than that, I really didn't listen because I was so happy with KGO.
Yeah.
I must tell you, it doesn't make me. I'm pleased for Michael and KSCO that you've become their listener. It doesn't please me to hear, and I do hear this story all too often, that people have left KGO. The last thing I ever wanted to happen was to see the station go down when I left. But I understand it, but still it makes me sad to hear that that's happened.
Well, sort of the frosting on the cake for me is the fact that I am an avid radio listener, and this year, for the first time ever, I'm picked for one of those radio rating diaries. So I'm very happy to be able to put KS for it.
Oh, yeah, that's great, great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Appreciate your call, Sydney. Keep listening to KS and tell everyone you know.
It's KS. Okay.
Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. and here's Fox News in progress.
Party and that Perry offers more of the same. Governor Perry immediately hits the campaign trail, heading first to New Hampshire and then to Iowa, where nine other Republican candidates are on the first 2012 ballot today in the Iowa straw poll. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Ames.
And Lisa, it is a very huge day for a lot of those candidates. This according to a man who felt those butterflies 4 years ago, former Arkansas governor, now Fox News commentator Mike Huckabee.
It's a very, very critical day for a number of the candidates who will decide whether from this they go forward or whether this is the end of the line for them.
Perhaps influencing that decision, Rick Perry's announcement that he is getting into the race. We'll see how well he does as a write-in candidate here in the poll. This is the first time the Iowa straw poll will count write-ins, Lisa.
Rich, thanks. An American businessman abducted in Pakistan. Gunman storming his home in Lahore. The U.S. Embassy identifies the victim as Warren Weinstein. There's been no speculation from police on a motive. Another tour bus crash, latest in a series of them in the Northeast. This time a Greyhound bus overturning on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Some two dozen people injured. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every night, Fox Business is the place for smart, aggressive, insightful business news. At 8, Judge Napolitano is on Freedom Watch.
This is about free enterprise and your right to live the American dream.
At 9, on America's Nightly Scoreboard, David Aston keeps you plugged in.
This is about winners and losers and who's really making the power moves.
And at 10, Eric Bolling is on the case. It's Follow the Money.
This is about getting the facts and exposing the truth.
This is about business in America. This is Fox Business. Check your local listings.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
You're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing holes. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
While the 2012 voting begins in Iowa, the debt debate rages on in Washington.
We can't let partisan brinksmanship get in our way.
President Obama reiterating his call for compromise and pushing back against Republican opposition to tax hikes.
If you refuse to settle for a politics where scoring points is more important than solving problems, if you leave it's time to put country before party and the interests of our children before our own, then let them know.
Urging Americans who support his policies to contact Congress. The Republican response?
Clearly, the policies of this administration are not working.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says government needs to get out of the way.
Our strength doesn't come from a bigger government controlling our economy. It comes from our free enterprise system and the hardworking, honest citizens who make it run.
He's one of the members of the new bipartisan debt committee. Part of the president's weekend schedule, a series of phone calls. One of the hot topics, Syria. He's been on the phone to both Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah and the British Prime Minister David Cameron. Among the topics, the ongoing violent crackdown on protesters in Syria. More international condemnation. An Irish rocker goes to court in America over land in California.
For U2's The Edge, the California Coastal Commission has hit the wrong note. He's suing the panel for the right to build mansions on a rugged stretch in the hills overlooking Malibu. The suit, one of four brought by property owners, seeks to overturn a decision in June banning development. The Edge argues that what the panel did denies him the right to his own land. He contends that the homes he wants to build meet the highest environmental standards. Critics say the project would scar a sensitive habitat and could open the door to other earth-altering housing projects. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
It's the sixth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, but so far, Tropical Storm Franklin is no threat to land. It formed northeast of Bermuda early today, and it's heading further out to sea. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Looks like we got some morning fogs and clouds. Then it should be partly sunny with a high of 70. The west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 52. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, we got some morning clouds, then partly sunny, high of 72. West-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west 15 to 25 this afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. And tonight, west winds 15 to 25 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 15 after midnight. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell 3 to 5 feet at 8 seconds. And tomorrow out there, northwest winds 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. As far as current temperatures go, we've got Watsonville at 56 degrees, 55 in Monterey, and 57 in Salinas. We're at 59 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO studios. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, nothing on my CHP to report the page here, but I did get a call saying northbound 1 is starting to get real backed up near Aptos area. So if you see something out there that I didn't report, you can call me at 475-1080. And the official time is 11:06 and 53 seconds on this Saturday, August 13th. Up next, second hour, Saturday special. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Just making sure I'm right.
Right on.
Right on.
Man, you're calling the shots here, but you're going to play the opening, right? And then we're going to do Kay's latest commentary.
You got it. I'm ready. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Rock and roll.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special. We're looking for input on the media. So we're going to be on right up until noontime, but before we get there, we're going to have the latest Kay's commentary, so stay tuned.
KSCO Radio 5.
The following is an encore presentation of a Kay commentary originally aired on November 24th, 2005. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called Holy Moses and Jesus Christ, and I wrote it November 24th, 2005. Holy Moses and Jesus Christ, undoubtedly the two most compelling moral figures of our current civilization, because they were chosen by God to deliver to the world his messages for the endurance of a good and ethical society. History records that after God created the world, he also created different civilizations to occupy it, one at a time. Each civilization grew and evolved, and because of human lust and power, each gradually became so morally bankrupt that in disgust, God decided to discard them and start all over again. The present civilization is now showing unmistakable signs of so much moral decay that God may discard it also. He's very angry with us. Witness the unusual and frequent abundance catastrophes our world is experiencing. The latest catastrophe could be the announcement recently that 12-year-old boys in elementary school will be offered condoms. Moses was summoned by God to receive and disperse to his people, the Jews, his Ten Commandments, so that gradually all people would learn to worship God by living productively and morally. Our civilization presently is being assaulted by many people who have rejected religion, rejected the family unit, are trying to legalize same-sex marriage. These same people created legislation to allow pregnant 12-year-old girls to obtain abortions without the knowledge of their parents. Our society is going downhill rapidly. Several centuries after God delivered to Moses his commandments, a very special human being was born, and his name was Jesus Christ. And I love Jesus Christ. As a young adult, his message was, "Love thy neighbor and turn the other cheek." It's moot to argue whether Jesus was or was not divine. Suffice to say that his was a very special message because he offered the concept of goodness to a world that needed to hear it. These teachings of Jesus were so new and so foreign to a dog-eat-dog, belligerent and destructive world that many embraced his concept. And so Christianity was born. About a couple of centuries ago, our nation, a democracy, was created by our forefathers, and in their wisdom, they combined the moral beliefs of both Judaism and Christianity for this new, incredible country. So, the U.S. has been and always will be a Judeo-Christian nation. May our democracy continue to prosper and endure despite the negative pressures of godless forces in our midst. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.
Okay, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ from KSCO East, and special guest host Nikki Luckoff is here with us. We're talking about media. If you want to join the conversation, you could call us at 713-4277. By the way, Kay is at KSCO today if you want to come on down and buy the book and get it inscribed personally. And she's fun to talk to. So 2300 Portola Drive, and Kay will be there for the next hour, hour and a half, okay? So if you want to come on by, perfect opportunity to buy the book and meet Kay. So let's see. We're talking about media. And, boy, this is so amazing here. What we're doing, this is actually being recorded on video. It's video as well as audio. It's not being – the video isn't being streamed live, but we will be able to share this, you know, a little later on via YouTube. And it'll be interesting to see if more people tune in that way. YouTube is a great way to broadcast yourself. Why not the Saturday Special that way too? And it doesn't need to be just video. Well, a lot of people put up things on YouTube that just have static video shots. But this is the first time we've ever tried this, and it seems to be working quite well. Mickey, what is happening? Do you think it's the risk? I think it's a double whammy that's really affecting present-day media. It's a double whammy of a recession, depression, and the Internet continuing to become the dominant media force in terms of advertising.
Well, there's a fourth thing, a third thing I should say. The industry has been bought up by Wall Street for the most part. Major markets are now run by, for instance, in the Bay Area soon, almost every one of the stations will be owned by one of four different companies. And that takes a lot of the localism away. And it's doing less for the listener. When most of us started in this business, it was to serve the local listener, to serve the local community. And those things are, for the most part, greatly forgotten. And I think that's hurt the product, certainly in the major markets. And unfortunately, that's the way it's gone. It's a Wall Street play. I can name you four companies who own almost every radio station in the San Francisco marketplace. But I think that'll turn around eventually, because most of these companies are so overridden with debt that they'll eventually sell off these stations. And I think you'll see an evolution whereby individual owners will then start getting back into the business because it's a
wonderful, you think so?
Yeah, it's a wonderful business. It's a fun business. It isn't these days, but I think it will revert to that in the future because these companies have leveraged up so high to buy these multiple of stations that they can't run them properly, and frankly they're debt ridden. So I think you'll see an evolution, but for the time being, that's the problem, and that's where they are.
Well, that'll be nice to see because the FCC came to Monterey about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. They had a public hearing about what the public thinks could be done or should be done by the FCC to increase diversity and localism. And I got up and I said, why? It's something real easy that you can do. Roll back the ownership limits to what they were when I got in the business 20 years ago, 1991. At that time, a single owner could own no more than one AM and one FM signal in the same market.
Right.
A year or two later, it went to two and two, and in 1996, the Communications Act of 1966 just changed everything, and as far as I'm concerned, destroyed localism altogether.
It did. You're absolutely right. It was something that was perpetrated by what is now one of the major owners. And they were able to do this, and they are the leaders now in one source program state. There's some of their stations all over the country, and you can see how localism immediately leaves, and service to the community is almost non-existent.
Well, that's interesting. That's the first time I've heard that you think it might actually go the other way. When these stations are sold off and they're spun off at like bargain basement prices, I guess there are going to be some people like me and maybe people like you who might decide to, hey, give it a whirl.
Better it should be you, Michael.
Yeah.
I've done my thing.
Yeah. Well, when I say people like, yeah, I didn't mean that no. You would go into it.
No,
but
I think there will be opportunity for individuals or small groups to get back in the industry, and I think it'll be a wonderful thing.
For many years, you had the best of all worlds because you had corporate financial muscle. And your own ideas of serving the community and keeping it local.
That's right. And they let local managers do what local managers thought best for their respective community. I had the chairman of the board of Citadel Broadcasting make the comment, we'll let general managers do whatever general managers do. In other words, no regard for what general managers do whatsoever. And that's corporate. That's the current corporate mentality. And that's what took it out of local hands, and that's what made the business less desirable to me at this particular point in time. But that's the way they think, and that's the way they finance themselves, and hope to sell and get out.
For corporate to continue, if corporate continues owning the media, then why should it change?
I think Wall Street will become disenchanted. They buy something, they hope to exploit it for what it's worth, and then they get out. And I think that the frosting is off the cake. I think the multiples aren't there anymore. The multiples, as far as profit are concerned, aren't there anymore. They'll gradually become disenchanted, and local people will get back into the business. That's my hope and prediction.
That's great. Like the pendulum will start swinging the other way.
That's what I'm hopeful for, really.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what about what about the method of delivery? The internet has made it so that, golly, many, many people would rather listen to radio on the internet than over the air. Have you noticed that?
Yes, to a certain extent. I just don't know whether it would always be that way. Remember how radio is still a very mobile medium. I mean, I can listen to it on a boat. I can listen to it in a car and obviously in your home. There's no question more people are listening on the internet, but it's still such a delightfully mobile medium. I still think on-the-air listening will still prevail.
Well, I don't think it's going to go away or anything like that, and I certainly hope that that it will always be as popular as it is now. because, gosh, there's an incredible installed user base. I mean, you can buy a radio for $8 or $6 or something. It's getting a little harder, I've noticed, to even find radios while I'm thinking about
that. And good radios. And it's hard to find good radios, too.
Yeah. But they're out there, and a lot of people are still listening to radio. And I guess people who don't like computers because, for whatever reason, they're afraid of them, those people are never going to listen online.
Yes, but let's face it. You know, you can't fight technology, nor should we. And this generation is totally into technology, and that's where the future is. So that's why they will be more interesting for sure. I want to clarify one thing that I think one of the callers before, Michael, misconstrued when I indicated that radio attracts older demographics. Talk radio, news talk radio, all news radio has always attracted an older demographic. However, that is not to preclude younger people from being attracted to it as well. There was a time where you could fill your airwaves with nothing but old subjects, commercials for older people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's something we always had to guard against, and guard against highly. There's certain commercials we would never take on KGO.
Such as?
Well, a lot of the health remedies, the hemorrhoid things, the cleansing things. That didn't add to our overall sound, and that only appeal. I mean, a younger person who hears some of those commercials would immediately turned off. But just by nature of news and news talk, that does attract an older people. But that doesn't mean that a good news talk product can't have very, very good demographics. And good demographics in the marketing world is 25, 49, 25, 54.
Yeah, the advertising industry has never been interested in 50 plus, really. Not 50, probably 55 plus.
It's right.
And you wouldn't think that would continue to be the case because the baby boomers are into their 50s and 60s now.
Yeah, the marketing world has never kept up with that. And we've shown them time and time again studies which show where the greatest amount of purchasing power has gotten older and older and older. They never cared about it. And their answer to that was, well, yes, but when people get over 50, mind you, over 50, they never want to change the products, which I could never subscribe to, ever.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so the demographics, I think, are lowering anyhow. I think when you have good content, I mean, people find their way to you.
That's right.
You know, whether it's over the air, over the net, or whatever. But this whole thing about click on demand, where people, advertisers, have traditionally had to pay for people that were not interested in their message.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing that the Internet and Google in particular have addressed.
Absolutely right.
Right?
Absolutely right.
You pay your Google bill, and you know that every penny that you're paying is for a click-through, is for someone who actually came to your website. And when you pay your KGO bill or your KSCO, traditional media bill, a lot of what you're paying for is your message falling upon ears that aren't interested. The targeting element is not there.
That's right. But as you mentioned, the added element for radio is they now have these other capabilities where many advertisers simply say, go to our website or click through, and they get the locations, they get prices, they get products and all that sort of thing. And that's enhanced the value of radio. But most of the stations have not gotten far enough and deep enough into that yet.
Wasn't there a study quite a number of years ago that said that radio is the best traditional medium to advertise websites, to drive traffic to websites?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
And that's still probably the case.
Absolutely true.
Because radio is the only medium that you can engage in and get something else done at the same time, like get from point A to point B.
Well, not only that.
Or do some work around the house.
But to do a commercial for radio, let's face it, it's your personal medium. It's someone who you want to hear. You want to hear talk to you. And if it's done right, they are talking to you as individuals as well as to the vast audience that they reach. So, yes, radio is a great personal medium, and I think always will be.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. Now, at KGO, did you always had like the KSC, whenever you'd have a guest on, like Ron Owens wrote a book or something, the book would be available through KGO.com, right?
Right.
Okay, and the radio station, that was a little profit center for the radio station. Yes,
Not really. It was pennies. We had an arrangement with a wonderful local book operator, and they made a few pennies. We made a few pennies. But Amazon has really taken that over because that's where people usually turn to, if not going to their local bookstore.
How are local bookstores going to survive?
They're having a great deal of difficulty. There's one in Larkspur, California called Book Passage, and she's a fantastic promoter, and she has lectures, and she has authors, and she has all kinds of promotions. That's what it takes. The others are frankly falling by the wayside.
But still, I mean, even when you, I guess when you put on events, speaking events where authors come and talk, and usually they're pretty interesting to listen to,
right.
and they sell a few books. How do you pay the rent? I mean, you can't.
There's still a number of people who want to go there and look at a book, pick it up, feel it, and take it home with them. My wife does all reading on Kindle. I can't go with Kindle. I have to have the hardcover book. It's just a matter of preference. That's all. Some people still have to have a newspaper in their hands.
Right.
And don't get their news off the internet.
But not enough for newspapers to survive, right?
That's right.
And in order for newspapers to survive, they have to be gobbled up by bigger and bigger companies. Isn't that true?
That's sort of happened just like it has in our medium, radio.
But I think it's just fascinating that you said on this program just a little while ago that you think that's going to change. Can the same thing be said for newspapers?
Don't know. Newspapers are they're a massive investment. And if you just look at our local newspapers in the Bay Area, it's a pretty scary situation. I don't see anybody putting big money into massive newspapers anymore because the internet has taken so much of that.
Well, do you see anybody putting big money into radio?
Yes, because of what I said. I think the people who now have invested so heavily in them are so heavily in debt that they'll gradually sell these things off.
Sure, and to the local type people like me,
mm-hmm.
who want to be a service to the community.
That's right.
But what I'm saying, they don't usually have a whole lot of money to put into it. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm not exactly. I mean, as far as putting into radio stations,
yeah. if the cost to buy a radio station goes down, which it is doing,
that's right.
There's no question about
that's right.
that. So it goes down to a point where some local yokel like me can afford to go buy a radio station. So to program that radio station and have it really serve the community is a different animal. It's a totally different animal from buying a radio station cheap, you know?
Oh, but you're forgetting one thing, Michael. If you're going to have live local programming, those people are no longer earning the salaries that they were once paid. And I know from my own personal experience that some of the contracts that are in existence right now can be taken over for a fraction of what they once got. So,
oh, I'm sure.
So it's a whole new era. Everything is evolving. The value of the radio stations has gone down, and what talent will earn in the future will go down. So we're going through a whole evolutionary cycle here.
Do you see KGO ever being spun off separately and being sold to someone?
The only reason I would speculate that would be the case is because KGO and KSFO are a block of two AM radio stations. And in this current era, running just a block of two stations does not afford you a lot of the financial advantages that a company that owns eight radio stations. Plus the fact that I think you have to be represented on both AM and FM in a major market if you're going to be a multiple operator. Just two AMs in a major market like San Francisco.
So the answer is yes, there's a good chance.
It's very difficult.
There's a good chance.
Yes, that would be my speculation.
Okay.
I tried to encourage the last owner of KGO, the current owner of KGO, where they had two stations in a bunch of markets, that they start trading so they'd have four stations in San Francisco, and maybe they have to give up Washington, D.C., or four stations in Dallas, Texas, and maybe they have to give up Detroit, Michigan. things like that. And while they agreed with me, they never did anything about it.
And you were hoping that they would spin off KGO and KSFO?
Oh, no. I was hoping they would add to the Bay Area.
If they added to the Bay Area, but they still, you know, were not broadcasters, they were still Wall Street people, wasn't going to make your life any better.
Well, but this is when I was still able to operate the stations the way I felt they should be operated. And this is before they went through bankruptcy. And unfortunately, that no longer became, an option. And they weren't in it to build the radio business. That was not their focus. And that's what I pointed out is with a lot of these companies, they're not in it to build as radio operators. They're in it for the financial gain.
If Disney still owned the group, would you still be running KGO?
Hypothetical question. Difficult to answer.
Or were you ready to retire anyhow?
I was not ready to retire under the circumstances that I had enjoyed for many, many years. But the industry was changing. And then, of course, when they sold it to this particular operator, it was not very appealing.
Uh-huh. So it'd be fascinating if KSFO and KGO do get spun off separately. And whoever acquires that station, if they were to come to you and say, "I want you to run or want you to be part of it," would you consider it?
No, thank you. In fact, KGO, as I mentioned earlier, Michael, KGO and KSFO have been sold again to the same operators that operate KNBR. It's called the Cumulus KNBR, and they have two FM stations in town too. So they are in the process of being sold, probably around sometime next month.
And so I've heard that there are some problems with that
financing, but it'll happen. It'll happen.
Oh, you think so?
And they'll become part of that.
That wasn't what I was talking about, though. What I was saying is if, for whatever reason, at some point in the future, the stations are sold to a like-minded broadcaster like yourself, of which you might be part, Would you ever reaffiliate?
Seriously doubt it. I'm enjoying life the way it is now, and
that's what I thought you'd say.
I've had a marvelous run, and it's time for a younger generation to take over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Yeah. Thank you for being with us, Mickey.
My pleasure,
continued
Michael.
Success to you and everywhere.
Continued success to you and to your audience, and thank you for allowing me to share the time, and I appreciate it.
Great. Hey, thanks for being with us. So, Nikki, I guess we've got some commercials. I hope we do, and we'll do that. Thank Mickey Luckoff for being with us, and we will continue the rest of the program, just you and me and the callers. And this is KSCO AM 1080. Here are the commercials that we need to play and that you should listen to. Take care.
Make it your business to see the full lineup of John Deere commercial mowers at RDO Equipment Company. Check out the new QuickTrack Pro stand-on mowers and six new John Deere Hydro and Gear walk-behind mowers. The QuickTracks make quick work of narrow spots and trimming, and John Deere walk-behinds are redesigned with lots of exciting new features. Come see our full line of John Deere commercial mowing equipment today at RDO Equipment Company, 501 El Camino Real South in Salinas, and 1320 West Beach Street in Watsonville.
Hi, this is KSCO's Charlie Friedman, host of Happy Hour. Are you interested in helping us save the Santa Cruz County Fair? Yes, I thought you were. Well, why don't you come and join a bunch of your friends and neighbors at Mac Dorsa Park, 77 Civic Center Drive in Scotts Valley, on Saturday afternoon, August 13th, from noon to 4. It's a family picnic. Bring a picnic blanket, bring a picnic lunch, talk to a bunch of your friends and neighbors, sign a petition, and help save the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. Remember, August 13th, Saturday, noon to 4 at Mac Dorsa Park in Scotts Valley. Remember, August 13th, Saturday, noon to 4 at Mac Dorsa Park in Scotts Valley.
deal deal. Get a daily deal. Hey, Santa Cruz County, get 50 to 90% off daily deals from CruiseOnDailyDeal.com. That's right. Get 50 to 90% off daily deals on restaurant, fast food, spas, golf, sports, sailing, fishing, kayaking, whale watching, massage, events, hotel, wine tasting, B&Bs, boutiques, activities, and much, much more. Go to CruiseOnDailyDeal.com today and register for the deals. Win a summer at the boardwalk, as every week, CruiseOnDailyDeal.com will draw the names of two registrants for boardwalk season passes. CruiseOnDailyDeal.com will send you 50 to 90% off deals from your local merchants. And that's real money. CruiseOnDailyDeal.com is a property of Times Publishing Group, a proud member of Think Local First, and is the only locally owned daily deal program in Santa Cruz County. Get 50 to 90% off daily deals. Register today at CruiseOnDailyDeal.com. That's CRUZON Daily Deal. When you register, make sure you put KSCO after your name to be eligible for the prize.
Have you noticed that food just doesn't taste good anymore? Why is that? If you eat food, you'll want to know this. Our fruits, grains, and vegetables contain less and less nutrition every year. Chances are even your organic plants don't have anywhere near the 70-plus minerals that make a plant healthy and delicious. Listen up, home gardeners, farmers, growers, and lovers of good food. This is Andy Anderson telling you that you can go beyond organic. Perk up your plants and revitalize your fields with Bloomin' Minerals from Youngevity. This marvelous soil conditioner will remineralize your soil with up to 76 organically bound earth elements. That means healthier and better looking crops that resist bugs, mold, cold, and other nasties that can wipe you out. Commercial farmers are reporting faster growth, more yield, and higher Brit scores. That means better tasting food for you and me. Get Bloomin' Minerals in powder and liquid form, from a spray bottle for houseplants to 55 gallon drums for professional growers. Call us now to order toll free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Real estate can be really confusing these days, but we make it easy to understand on Open House Radio. Hello, I'm Renee Mello, host of Open House. Each Saturday at 2 p.m., we reach into all the neighborhoods of the local real estate market and talk our way through appraisals, financing, inspections, offers, closings, with all kinds of real estate experts. Join me, Renee Mello, for Open House Radio Saturday, 2 p.m. on KSCO.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that blows her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Okay, welcome back to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. I'm MZ, here by myself at KSCO East. For the rest of the program, I think we'll have open mic. People want to call, feel free to call 713-4277. You can bring up a topic. If I like it, then we will. It might catch on. And if I don't like it, well, we'll see. I'm fascinated by what's happening with media here. I want to share something. I don't know. Some of you might know this already. An increasingly popular program on KSCO and KOMY is the Alex Jones Show. And I think I know Dr. Corey Gold talks about things that he hears on Alex and occasionally has guests from the Alex Jones who've been guests on Alex's program. Fascinating people. I don't know. I guess you'd call it alternative. Alternative guests. KSCO has always been an alternative type station here, and we try to bring you cutting edge stuff. But this week I was asked by Alex Jones to go on with him for the 11 o'clock hour this last Thursday. And I was a little hesitant to go on because I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to have a good connection. I suppose I could have gone on telephone like anybody who calls KSCO or any other talk radio station, but I wanted it to be a better quality audio connection. And where I was going to be on Thursday, I wasn't sure whether I can get that connection. I have since verified that the connection is good. I mean, it's what you're hearing right now. I'm actually talking. I'm looking into an iMac computer that has a microphone built in and a green light and a camera right at the top of the screen that I'm looking into. It sort of is bringing me back to my old cable TV television days back in 1973 when I was in charge of producing and hosting a 30-minute nightly news feature program on cable channel 7 that went out to all 27,500 subscribers to the cable system back then. It was owned by a company called Teleprompter. It's gone through several iterations since then, several owners, and the current owner of the cable system is Comcast. I'm sure everybody knows that. A lot of people get their internet through Comcast and their cable TV and now their phone service. Everything has changed in the communications and media industries, and that's what fascinates me. Anyhow, long story short, the interview with Alex Jones came off without a hitch. He wanted to talk to me about what our station, which is an independent station, we do have one other station, KOMY, but we're not a big company that owns hundreds of stations like Clear Channel or whatever. And Alex wanted to talk to me about what we have done as an independent to not only to survive in the broadcast industry at a time when even the big boys who own hundreds of stations are really having hard times. And I shared with him what I talked a little bit about with Mickey Luckoff last hour, and that's the whole concept of leveraging your audience. The traditional way to make money for any kind of a traditional medium, and by traditional medium I'm talking about radio stations, I'm talking about television stations, I'm talking about magazines, I'm talking about newspapers, and so with traditional media. The traditional media method has been pretty unimaginative, and it just hasn't changed over the years, where you sell time or space in your publication or your broadcast to businesses that want to reach your audience. And that will, of course, continue. But with the internet bringing a whole new world of a whole new concept of advertising, of click-through, highly targeted advertising, where people who get on search engines like Google who are searching for a particular product or service, and a whole bunch of it pops up, and you click on these things, and if they're sponsored, it takes you to a website that might be the perfect business that you're looking for, local, regional, or whatever, and all it cost the advertiser was the 25 cents or the dollar or whatever it is they bid to pay Google for that lead, okay? And I'm fascinated by what the future holds for us traditional media people, like radio people, by embracing the technologies of the internet. Now, people have said that we have a very interesting program on KSCO Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4. It's called the Dr. Future program. we put it on during the What's Left segment, which are things which was designed to bring in a more liberal, desiring audience. And some people have said that, gee, that's the, that show belongs on the weekend. It doesn't belong on, you know, where we want to hear about politics. Well, golly, you know, media and communication, everything is political. So anyhow, we have this great program with Dr. Future and Mrs. Future that talks about the latest in technology and where things are going. And I'm fascinated by that. And I think that if the traditional media like KSCO, radio and TV stations, will embrace the Internet and use the technology in the way that Alex Jones does, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Now, Alex had me on for, as I said, a whole hour on Thursday, and I got the idea of using Skype, which anybody can use to talk to anybody else in the world who has Skype for free. And I got the idea to use video Skype, since my computer has a video camera built into it. And I said, let's try it and see what happens. And so I was able to be on with Alex, not only for an hour audio only, but audio and video. And within a couple of hours of the broadcast being concluded, this video was uploaded to YouTube, and thousands of people have watched that program now in just a couple of days. It's absolutely amazing what can be done. And so today, what I decided to do with knowing that Mickey was going to be the guest here, I decided I would turn on the video camera and, you know, focus the camera on both of us to the extent that I could, and make a recording of this Saturday special and upload that to YouTube. Now, of course, it's a 2-hour program, so we're not going to be able to do it unless we do it in I think, 15-minute segment. We're going to do the whole program. We're going to upload the whole program to YouTube. We're going to have to do it 8 times and see what happens. But I don't know. I'm just excited about doing that. Anybody, what an age we live in. Anybody can talk to anybody for free anywhere in the world. And if their computer has a video camera attached to it, and now just about everything does. God, just about every telephone that you have, whether it's an iPhone or a Droid phone, they all have video cameras built in too. So, you know, the old Dick Tracy comic book character things where you had the wrist radio, the two-way wrist radio, and then later the two-way wrist TV, it's all happening. It's all real. It's all today. It's so exciting. Anyhow, we're real excited about KSCO and I'm looking for someone who understands, a young person. If I were to run an ad somewhere that said specifying that we're looking for a young person, I'd probably be arrested because you're not allowed to discriminate in employment advertising or when you're looking for. It's another strange thing about this world. I don't know. It would be great to have a young person who can see the future and see the excitement of a local radio station that does a pretty darn good job of serving its community to marry the technologies and do an even greater job. Anyhow, you'll hear these spots that I produce every once in a while and put the word out, and usually I get a whole bunch of responses from people who who don't quite understand what it is I'm looking for here, but we're just going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep using our technology, and we're going to keep getting excited. So let's see, we've done the commercial break. We got about 12 minutes remaining, and if you want to call us, 713-4277. Love to have you, check in. Tell me what you think. And if you don't feel like calling in, it either means that the audience is the audience that I like to think is there is not there, or it means that they're just interested in listening and not participating. What do you think of the new call system here? We've had it in place for a week. Last week's Saturday special, exactly a week ago, inaugurated the system. I've been out of town and haven't had much time to listen in on the internet stream to hear for myself whether the system is working pretty well. A few times I have tuned in, sounds pretty darn good to me. What do you think? Anyhow, give us a call at 713-4277. Charlie Friedman says that's 713-GASS, G-A-S-S. And we'd love to hear from you. Or send me an email, mz@ksco.com. There is a couple of emails here that I can read. And we actually have a couple of callers here. So let's go to Jack in Capitola. Jack, welcome to KSCO.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. And good show. Good show. Is it interesting to listen about KGO? Because I used to be a listener of them. I lived over the hill for years. And my favorite show on that was Bill Wattenberg. You guys didn't bring him up. But it's a great show. Anyway.
Man, I heard people complaining about him. I heard somebody.
He's too conservative.
I think it was on our own station yesterday when I was listening to a little bit of the Cost Report. I think that's where I heard someone complaining about Bill Wattenberg being a pretty bright guy, but totally rigid, and if he's not a very open-minded person. I think that's
I suppose, but it's a great juxtaposition because right after him is Ray Taliaferro, and those guys are like they're incredible. The differences. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you, we're talking about all these modern devices. And most of the time I listen to the show, I've got a 1954 Blaupunkt NISA table radio and that I got at the flea market. And I listen to
KSCO
on that most of the time.
Hey, so. How did you discover KSCO?
When I first moved here in 82, all the floods and stuff was going on. I moved out here from Jersey. And I started listening. I loved it. The old Brian Maloney, DAG.
Yeah,
Rob Roberts era, I've been listening ever since. And I know I'm in the Lions. I met you. I'm in the Lions.
Okay. How much do you listen to us? And you're obviously a talk radio fan. Do you listen to us more than you listen to KGO?
Oh, absolutely. I don't listen to KGO anymore. It's Wattenberg, the only one I like.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's good. That's wonderful.
I love your shows. Even that Car Talk show you guys started recently. It's a great show. I love it. I love the local aspects of all most of your shows. The way you really, try to keep it going. You do a great job, Michael. I've met your mom a few times. She's just delightful lady.
And you can meet you and other people can meet her again if you want to. She's going to be at the station till about 12:30 at least, signing books. I understand there's some people out there now. I can't see it because I'm about 300 or 400 miles away.
You're up in the bunker.
Yeah, well, yes, it's like I call it KSCO East. I'm recording this on Skype video, and I'm probably, like I said, I'm probably going to put it up on YouTube. With keywords and so forth. And it's possible that we'll get more people listening through YouTube and go viral than listening on the radio station. That's what I think is fascinating. I mean, it's just so amazing. By the way, on InfoWarsTeam.com, Alex Jones, when he came to do those two sold-out talks at the Coconut Grove last October, he was so impressed by our operation that he decided to join Longevity and work with us. And so I came up with the idea of InfoWars Team. You know, he's had InfoWars for many years, and it's one of the top, trafficked websites in the world on planet Earth. I mean, it's getting up there with the Drudge Report. So I added the word team to that, InfoWars Team. And so on InfoWarsTeam.com, my almost hour-long interview, I guess it's technically 45 minutes, the interview with Alex Jones is posted in full video. So anybody can see that by just going to InfoWarsTeam.com. And it was a really fascinating interview that we did, and I got to do a lot of talking and share a lot of ideas. So anyhow, Jack, thanks for the kind words about KSCO. Keep listening and keep tell as many people as you know, okay?
Oh, I do, and I will. Thanks.
All about this. Appreciate it. There goes Jack in Capitola. Phone number 713-4277. It's a temporary phone number. We got about 6 minutes remaining in this KSCO Saturday special. Let's see. I got to figure out how to drop the call. It dropped itself. Okay. I'm still learning how to use the system myself through the internet remote. So let's go back to our next call. I guess it would be Ed in Santa Cruz. Ed, you're on the air on KSCO.
Congratulate you on a great program today.
Oh.
And yeah, I think it passes an era when you couldn't mention other radio stations on your station, because this was very good today.
You know, that was a really head in the sand attitude I carried for many years, and it was just so stupid. So what?
Well, you know what? I don't say it's stupid, because you had to struggle for those advertising dollars, but today, I think, in order to do what you did today, you had to go through that.
And, yeah, I guess.
And now the technology that you're talking about today is pretty exciting. It really is the absolutely right thing for you to be doing, and I just want to commend you on that also.
Well, thanks, Ed. It honestly is a matter of survival. I mean, we have to embrace the new technology, or we're going to die. It's as simple as that. But even if that wasn't for the case, even if that wasn't true, it's so damn exciting. How can you not want to do that, right?
That's right. That's right. So, but you piqued my curiosity here. 300 miles east looks like Las Vegas.
No, it's Tahoe.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
That's
you know, I had forgotten what glorious heavenly weather it is. Is it foggy in Santa Cruz? Is it cleared finally?
We have not had a clear morning in Santa Cruz for weeks.
Yeah, well, I had forgotten how heavenly sunny it is here at Tahoe, and that's why I ain't going to come back to Santa Cruz or the Bay Area until the weather gets bad here, because it's so glorious.
I see. Well, I appreciate what you're doing. I'm looking forward to talking to you more about it, and it has huge and massive potential. You're absolutely right about how exciting it is.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah, I figured out that I could use Skype to mute the microphone, and I can cough my foolish head off. Thank you very much.
There's more tricks to be learned.
Yeah, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Let's go to Jim in Monterey now. Jim, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. It's still morning by a couple of minutes. I didn't realize that you were transmitting from Lake Tahoe, but I'm in southern Monterey County at an area called Arroyo Seco. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I've heard the name, sure.
Yeah, okay, east of Soledad, south and east of Soledad, and back up the canyon on at the end of the road. And I just happened to come out, and I don't get cellular reception until I get into the valley itself, but the quality of the transmission and the clarity of the transmission is far superior to what it regularly is. And I just wanted to report that to you.
Well, thanks for letting me know. And I don't even have... next time, maybe we'll figure out a way where you can watch us live. You know, anybody who wants to tune in on the internet, maybe we'll put it on our website or something. I'm sure there's a way to do it. Right now, I'm seeing myself on video, and I'm recording it on the Skype. And like I said, we'll post it later on. Maybe later tonight, tomorrow.
The main emphasis of my call was to commend you on the quality of the transmission and the clarity of it. The report from Southern Monterey County deep in the extensions of the canyon, this remote is that it's very, very good.
Thank you very much. And guess what? I'm not even using a microphone. I'm just talking to my computer screen. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah,
it's picking us up just great. Hey, thanks very much for the kind words and for the report. I really appreciate it. Here's Millie in Aptos. Hey, Millie, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Excuse me, I've had to use the speakerphone for this call. I won't waste your time by telling you why. I was the one who called in and criticized Wattenberg yesterday on Rebecca's show.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, now I remember.
Because he's such a terrible host in that he cuts people off. The guy is so sharp, he knows within 2 to 3 words if the caller disagrees with him, and they're, well, they're called wise guy, all kinds of crap. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Lookoff, for producing a company that I was a great fan of for many, many years.
He's and not here, Millie. He left. He left, but he may or may not be listening.
Thank you, Michael, for having the 2 to 4 stuff on weekdays. I love it. Okay, here's one personal thing, Michael. Tomorrow, I believe Eastern time, so you would adjust that to wherever you are, Larry David's new series starts.
Okay, I know.
Please.
We'll figure it out. Curb Your Enthusiasm. You can get it on the Internet if you'd search in Google. It's great. Thank you, Billy. Here's Richard in Watsonville. Watsonville hung up. I was going to let him be the final caller, but anyhow. Richard and Nikki, thank you very much for your assistance back at KSCO Central. And I guess we can play the That's All, Folks, and get into Fox News better late than ever, right? Thanks, you guys. Talk to you next week.
Meanwhile, Ron Paul talked about the overseas wars, the housing bubble, the gold standard, and the Patriot Act.
We cannot protect liberty by taking liberty away from the American people.
And Tim Pawlenty just wrapped up seconds ago as each candidate gets 15 minutes for one last pitch. Chris, Republicans cast their straw poll ballots for another 2 hours.
All right, thanks, Rich. The man being detained in Aruba in connection with the disappearance of his vacation partner, 35-year-old Robin Gardner, has had past troubled relationships. In court documents, Gary Giordano's first wife accused him of abuse, and another woman accused him of threatening her. Giordano denies any wrongdoing in the Gardner case. There's a new Atlantic tropical storm. Franklin is the 6th named storm of the hurricane season, but it's not expected to last long as no threat to land. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Before most teenagers around the world had a driver's license, he was leading his country. While a lot of kids were sipping sodas, he was providing his people healthy drinking water. While some kids slept until noon, he got up at 4 every morning to pray for peace. And though the Dalai Lama is no longer a child, his works continue to inspire childlike hope. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've been asking for it and waiting for it. The Fox News iPad app is free, and it's available now at the App Store. Browse the Happening Now section to see the day's hottest stories and access the live Fox News channel ticket when you're away from your TV. Plus, get Fox News alerts, stream live video, and watch the latest clips free. Check it out at foxnews2go.mobi. That's Fox News, the number 2, go.mobi. Fox News everywhere at foxnews2go.mobi.
Burma's pro-democracy activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has formed a new political party, and the military government of the country that it calls Myanmar is welcoming that party to officially register.
In the government's first press conference ever, a spokesman told reporters that even though Suu Kyi's party is illegal, they are welcome to register. Last year, the NLD was shut out of general elections that ended 50 years of military rule. The media briefing followed a meeting between formerly imprisoned human rights activist Suu Kyi and the government's labor minister. The pair agreeing to, quote, constructive cooperation for the continued progress of democracy and further development of economic and social situations. Critics said the government's new openness is tied to a bid to head the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in 2014. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Libya's rebels are now fighting against Muammar Gaddafi's troops for control of the key mountain town of Garyan, which is a strategic gateway on the road to the capital, Tripoli. Well, at a time when most other people would either be contemplating retirement or already doing it, Mick Jagger, who just turned 68 last month, has formed a new supergroup.
There's no Keith Richards, and it's not the Rolling Stones, but Mick Jagger is fronting a new group. They call themselves Super Heavy, and besides Mick, there's Joss Stone, Dave Stewart, Damian Marley, and producer-composer A.R. Rahman. They recorded 35 hours of music and narrowed it down to 12 tracks.
We didn't know the people really well. We didn't rehearse, and we didn't have songs written. We just sort of sat there looking at each other and just started playing.
A future single will feature Jagger singing in Sanskrit, but the first video is called Miracle Worker. The album debuts in September. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
About 50 teenagers have been arrested in Philadelphia for violating an expanded curfew for minors. People under 18 have to be off the streets by 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights in two city neighborhoods that have been the scene of attacks by mobs of young people. I'm Chris Hanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got the morning cloud and fog still looking like it's out there. Partly sunny later with a high of 70, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight it looks like we're going to have partly cloudy skies, low of 52, west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then partly sunny with a high of 72, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west 15 to 25 this afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell.